So the question is, how do we watch the stories of the people we follow? Is it possible to set up notifications to know that they have posted a story? It's an interesting question. Those who know something about this, please comment below. I don't think so, but let's take a look here. When you go to the home screen, okay, click on the home screen, right? The home button on the bottom left of your Instagram account, and you're here at the home screen where you see the feeds. The stories are the ones at the top, and they show you the stories. The stories are the circles, the four circles at the top, right? Well, the first circle says your story, which is if you want to post your own story, that's where you press your story. You can record a story or write a story. But then three circles on the right are the people that you've recently interacted with in some way, maybe direct message, or you liked one of their posts or something. That's why Instagram is prioritizing those three stories. And you could see more stories by moving your finger and like tapping the circles and scrolling to the right, right? And that will basically show you more stories of people that you may have recently engaged with in some way. They just go down prioritization in this way. So that's how you see the stories of people you follow. You just keep paging over. Or if you go to the first story, which is Sean's, right? Because again, top left is your own. If I go to the first story, which is Sean's, if I click there, Sean has, because you can see Sean has so many stories today, which he talked about and he will talk about in his session. He makes a lot of stories every day, which is totally cool. You know, stories are meant to be ephemeral, temporary content, and it's meant to be short, and you can see many of them. But if I were to page through all of Sean's stories, which I'm going to quickly do right now, oh, da 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 da, wow, a lot of them. If I page through all the stories, and then at the very end, it goes to suggested stories, or I guess these are people that might want to follow back. If I keep going after that, whoops, oh, I guess that's about it. I was surprised. I thought it would take me to the next person, but maybe that's how it used to work. Anyway, if I say, oh, I definitely want to see Sean's posts and stories, particularly, notice that at the top of the screen, there is a bell notification icon, right? There's a bell icon on the top right of Sean's screen. You can do this with anybody you're following. Click on the bell icon and you can select. There it is. There it is, actually. So I've just answered the question for the person who's asking. You can say, oh, I definitely want to be notified, meaning I want to, when I check my own notifications, I want to know if Sean posts stories, or if Sean posts posts, or if Sean posts a reel, which is a video, or all of them. Okay. In this case, I don't really want to be notified about anybody. It doesn't matter if he's a good friend or whatever. I just want to see it when I see it. Broadcast channels, that's by default. Everyone gets notified if someone starts a broadcast channel, and you can unnotify yourself. And then goes live, you can see at the bottom here some, and you can say get all notifications if he goes live, or some notifications, meaning like, okay, he's gone live and there seems to be quite a lot of activity, so you might want to know about that. That's the idea. I typically don't, anyway, it doesn't matter. I'm going to leave that alone. So anyway, I hope that helps and answers your questions. Any other tips you all know about this, feel free to comment below.